This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on a Friday as we approach a wintry weekend here in DFW. The Hardline, they'll be with us in just a little bit for some Why Today Doesn't Suck. And by the way, we did a little Mavs talk last segment. Mm-hmm. We do have Luka rolling in Saturday. And even though there's going to be a lot of ice and a lot of weather, rest assured there will be a Mavs postgame show with Monto and DJ Saturday night after a fifth straight win for your Mavs.
And maybe it'll be so icy that Luka will just stay here forever. He can just play for his favorite team again.
One can only hope. All right, without further ado, here's Monto.
Thank you very much, Sean. Anybody want to take a guess how many candidates we have?
Six.
15.
Seven.
Six.
Sean, you win.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have six candidates. The best of the rest. We will vote at the end and decide who will inch closer to Ham as the all-time leader, which he may just extend his lead.
And by the way, congratulations to Dave Lane. He had a very solid win this morning. Although I think Eli was wrong by only getting one vote because that T-Box E-break was absolutely magical.
Whenever you can have Craig as a supporting actor,
yes.
It's like bringing Denzel on for 15 minutes of a movie.
Exactly.
you're
wait a minute.
Got such a huge advantage. How do you get talking like this? And then Eli curses. Just not fair. All right. Let's start with candidate number one. We have heavy representation here from two guys, starting with Matt McLaren. Candidate one and two are from Matty Beers. This one would normally be on Baldy for issuing what some might conceive to be a bad joke.
That's his bit, though, right?
But I will say,
bad joke, Baldy.
Yeah,
he is a day. He was a dad 50 years before he ever got a woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes a joke here that I will say funny, and it trips up Matt McLaren.
I like Aldi too. Aldi is Aldi and Trader Joe's are one of the same. Like yes. They're owned by the same company. Yeah. So a lot of the generic brands that you'll find in Trader Joe's, you can also find in Aldi.
I don't know what it is, but Trader Joe's, their almonds are better than the other grocery store chains.
So are Aldi's. I try Aldi's nuts.
Are they?
Oh, my
God. Hey, guys.
You're not allowed to do anything
else.
Hey, guys.
And then he got up and did the Jet Terry.
Man.
Did he fly around in there?
You fell for it.
Well, it sucks because I got excited because there's an Aldi really close to me. I was like, well, I don't have to drive to Trader Joe's. This is great.
His eyes lit up and everything.
I mean, there's an Aldi 2 minutes from me. Trader Joe's is like 20 just for almonds. Of course I was excited by that.
Damn it.
I feel like I'm back in college with the whole D's nuts thing.
I feel like Trayvon's yelling at us.
I was going to say.
Okay, that's a fantastic joke.
Yeah, that's a ticker man.
That is incredible. I don't know if Aldi's nuts has ever been on record as a joke, but that is awesome. That is great.
That's why we put up with the 10 missed shots, because sometimes
that
he's going to pull up the Max Truce 70-foot game winner.
Pyro Joe's going to put him to
sleep, and we celebrate. So great job, Baldy.
Hey,
you tripped up Matt McLaren and made him candidate number one. He is also candidate number two, as the invasion was talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he kind of confused some Latin names here.
Dustin Pedroia, David Wright, who had those kind of projected Hall of Fame pass, but injury shortened their career, and will they eventually ever get in? But and then, of course, you've got Alex Rodriguez and Manny Ramirez, and... They're not going to get in.
You said Ramirez funny.
Ramirez. What did I say? Ramirez?
Ramirez.
Yeah.
It's like Rodmirez.
I thought it was Rahman or Rodman or something. I didn't know.
Manny Ramirez.
I don't think Manny Ramirez is getting in either.
Yeah, I thought he sucked. I heard
maybe next
sucked.
Year, though.
There's no way
Manny
he's going to get enough
god
votes.
Ramirez.
All right, it's 11:28.
We had Manny Ramirez.
Donnie just goes for the eject button.
Man, they did not wait either. Who?
No, because it's not that big of a slip-up, but it's still really funny. Rodmirez.
Rodmirez.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much. You are candidate one and candidate number two. Up next here is Proper E-Brakes winner Dave Lane. He had a big day yesterday. Like you mentioned, Sean, he won for saying mammal during the rant revival. Well, just a minute or two before that, he had a hard time doing what I'm going to call simple arithmetic.
Christmas, Father's Day, birthday, manatee-themed gifts, manatee shirts,
sweet.
Manatee calendars, manatee beer steins, 24 years worth of manatee items. And he's like, you know, manatees aren't even close to my favorite animal. I love dogs, but I never had the heart to tell him.
Yeah.
So
did he buy him a manatee as an adult?
No. But now the deception, he says the deception has reached its zenith because next year the dad is turning 55. The son is turning 30. That math is kind of weird.
Well, he's 25 when he had him.
Oh, okay.
Why is that weird?
I thought he was 15.
What?
I can't do math. I have dyslexia. Oh, math dyslexia.
Idiot.
And so his son.
Man, what 55-year-old has a 30-year-old?
It wasn't a weird, you know.
Just a baby when he had
28, 54. Like, maybe that could trip you up, but these are just.
It's round numbers. 55 to 30.
So easy.
Like outside of your twos, that's the easiest multiple to figure out as a second grader.
You don't have to carry a number or anything.
That math's a little weird.
He said he was on cold meds, right?
He said he was sick somehow.
He had a hell of a Thursday.
He did.
That was a great week.
Yeah, the rant revival was chocked full of e-brakes and
mammals.
Luckily, we had mammals and then
they're fish.
And then 55 minus 30 is 15.
55.5.
All right, there is Dave Lane as candidate number three. Up next here, it is the all-timer. It is Ham in his natural element during work in progress. Do you guys remember the NFL slogan, catch cancer?
I believe they're still using it.
It's a weird one. Granted.
Yeah, don't catch it.
But
intercept cancer. It's not catch cancer. Oh. It's intercept it, which is basically the same thing. You're still catching it.
Well, then.
PBU cancer.
What Ham suggested was even more strange.
I'd have to be in a.
Stop
in
the
a,
empanadas.
In a 25-month keto.
No, just
to,
no.
To look like Mike McCartney.
No eating or drinking after dinner.
Do you think a nutritionist would laugh at me if on day one I walk in there with a picture of McCarthy and
set
I'm like.
Set some reasonable goals
it's
here.
Like when you
come
take
on.
A picture to your barber of what you want your haircut to be, and I just show Mike McCarthy in his crucial catch hoodie, and I'm like, this is what I want to look like.
His catch. AIDS or whatever the
him or
cancer.
Or maybe I the, start
the slogan for the NFL great. Is it catch AIDS.
They
reach
go
out
the other
and
way.
Grab those AIDS.
Oh like look,
you're an idiot.
We want to go the other way. Don't get cancer, get AIDS.
Yeah, that would be very weird if all coaches had a catch AIDS hoodie
or intercept AIDS, anything with AIDS.
Also, like
sack AIDS,
tickled DJ as his voice goes up a couple octaves.
Yeah, when you get the funky DJ laugh, you definitely brought it.
Catch AIDS,
just
catching AIDS back.
The
there.
NFL is celebrating catching AIDS this month. Rather, we didn't.
Yeah.
All right, there he is, Matthew Birmingham Ham as candidate number four. And we round things out with now a Corby twofer. Like I said, Dave had a big rant revival yesterday. Corby had a big why today doesn't suck. At one point, we talked about the final Conan O'Brien edition of The Tonight Show. I didn't realize how much that affected Corby because, boy, he hates Jay Leno.
Farley.
I mean, come on.
Phil Hartman.
Smoke it.
Hartman didn't die of drugs, though.
I know.
Don't lump them in together.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
He
all the
he just went to
hurt.
Eat at Buca di Beppo that night.
He should have rubbed it on his gums.
Seriously.
And in the year 2010, and Conan smiled. O'Brien
that always worked.
Host his last The Tonight Show episode after the big controversy with Jay Leno.
Jay Leno is such a...
Whoa, what is going on?
Whoa.
Man, you're saving that word for Jay Leno?
I just don't think you can say that.
I mean,
sorry.
You're not wrong.
We've talked about some pretty horrible people already.
Jay
Leno.
He is caring for a wife with
dementia. His wife's in hospice.
And he's getting beat up and thrown down hills. And you're name calling on National Sanctity of Human Life.
I'm sorry, Jay Leno. I didn't mean to call you that.
Just so abrasive.
Man.
Some might argue over the top.
Yeah, just, one bullet.
And just so confident the dump button was just fully ramped up.
Such a...
That's the best way to do it, when you never know for sure if we have the full 40 seconds.
And there was no apology. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
No. I mean, he did eventually, but he waited.
Okay.
He took his sweet time.
Mm-hmm. Craft it together.
And elsewhere in the same Why Today Doesn't Suck, Corby's good for a questionable impression on you, especially a non-white person. And he whipped out his fake Fidel Castro. On the state in 1951...
Very big with our president.
Fidel Castro is ejected from a Winter League baseball game after hitting a batter.
Baseball?
He would go on to become the leader of Cuba just 8 years later.
I will kick your ass! That's right after he hit him with the ball.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Got a new character.
You do not intimidate me!
Still going.
Workshopping Castro.
Well, you got to work on that.
I didn't realize he was from Afghanistan. Okay,
Wait a minute. Is that Fidel Castro over there?
Castro
sounds
the wireless.
Just like him.
Castro talking to bears.
That's Castro in the Castro district.
Muzmatch Castro.
How about that idea, Dave?
You write
it. Evil revolution!
Anyway. In 1968, wow.
Corby might have been on cough medicine this week, too.
Yeah, they're sharing it, maybe?
Maybe.
Yikes.
Oh, my.
I can't, like, immediately place what Fidel Castro sounded like. I'm positive it wasn't that.
Not Middle Eastern.
He definitely, wasn't. He wasn't from the Middle East at all.
He's very cultured.
Yeah, you know. Everything's about fusion these days.
Right,
sure.
We got fusion, Afghan Fidel. All right, let's vote. Is it Matt falling for D's nuts? Is it Matt Rodriguez? Is it Dave Lane not being able to do math? Catching A's ham? Corby hates Jay Leno or Corby and Fidel Castro? Let's start the voting today with ham.
Give me D's nuts.
All right. I will go ahead and go. I think I'm also going to place a vote for D's nuts. Sean?
Usually, the later ones get my vote because of recency bias, but the hardest I laugh was from Baldy's humor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with D's nuts.
It's an early one. Mino?
I have respect for Baldy's nuts.
All right, Lando?
Did you guys see the CD breaking news? CD's nuts?
Okay.
Yeah.
Tickerman, fly together.
Is that a clean sweep?
That is a clean sweep, 100%.
Okay.
Baldy is the one who set it up, but Matt McLaren is the one who gets the NIT break. He now has 8, but he still needs 6 if he wants to catch our big dumb ham.
Best of luck.
Congratulations, Matty Beers, but Baldy is the MVP on that, right?